Every time a new Harry Potter book came out, kids lined up around the block, hours before bookstores opened. But it seems Master Potter was the exception, not the rule. Despite encouragement from Laura Bush and various publishers and authors, experts say children are reading less and book sales have been down. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg continues her Tuesday series on children with two people who write for young readers.
Books by these two get taught in the schools, and kids love them. Talk about double whammy. Both writers have received the Newbery Medal. It's a top honor in the world of children's literature. Lewis Sacker's best-known book is called Holes. Sharon Creech's is Walk Two Moons. Sacker and Creech know that their books are widely and enthusiastically read by children, and they know there are great teachers out there working hard to get young readers involved in books and reading.
But then I see my own daughter, who's now 15, and the way she's been taught in school has just killed all love of reading. They pile so much work on each book. It's not, she just can't read it and answer a few questions. She was in this one class in elementary school where they did these things called reading journals, where she was required to read only one chapter of a book and then answer a bunch of questions and make predictions, and she never was even encouraged to read the entire book.
Wow. You know what that means to me? That the child is being deprived of getting on that magic rug and getting lost in a story.
I always meet these great teachers and think, yeah, why couldn't my daughter have had you?
Right, I know. And I felt much as your daughter did when I was in high school. Sometimes I'll get letters from teachers who say, well, what activities do you suggest I do with your book? And sometimes I say, just let them read it. Just let them read it,
right,
and enjoy it. And if they want to talk about it, great. You know, but sometimes you can just really, really kill a good book.
Well, let's shift now from off the subject of sort of education, what happens in the schools, to what happens between a child and a book. Talk to us some about what a book needs to have to give it staying power so that a child picks it up and doesn't want to put it down. Lewis Sacker?
I think you have to engage the reader. You know, I'm always, you know, you made that allusion earlier to the magic carpet ride, and you see those commercials on TV of, I don't know, like Shaquille O'Neal reading these kindergarten books and talking about how you can fly to all these different places. That always bothers me, because that, to me, is not what makes a book great. It's not a kindergarten experience of flying off to a pirate ship somewhere. It's entering the mind of the author and sharing that author's vision.
Somehow, I have found that when I sit down and write a story that is about a 13-year-old, I'm doing what an actor does. I'm in the head. I'm trying to be in the head of that child. I'm trying to see what the child sees, feel what he feels, think what he thinks. And to me, what engages a reader most are the characters. If the child gets in the mind of the character and he identifies with that character, then he is taken along on this journey, you know, to wherever this character goes.
Lewis Sacker, the hero of your book Holes is a fellow named Stanley Yelnats. Would you tell us about his name, please?
Well, everyone has always liked the fact that his name, Stanley Yelnats, is a palindrome. Yelnats is Stanley backwards. Actually, when I was writing that, I was caught up in creating the story. And it's always an interruption to have to stop and think of what I'm going to name a character.
Hmm.
So I actually just wrote Stanley and wrote his name backwards and figured I'd change it later when I felt like thinking about it. Now, I ended up keeping it in this story, the humor of his name, because it starts out as sort of such a grim story of a boy wrongfully convicted of a crime. And I wanted to kind of clue the reader in right away that there's going to be kind of humor and magic, and it's not just going to be this grim story.
What about language? Sharon Creech, the narrator of your book, Walk Two Moons, says it in the very first sentence of the book, that her little town in Kentucky is, quote, not much more than a caboodle of houses roosting in a green spot alongside the Ohio River.
It was a gifted image that came to me. Well, I, as a reader, appreciate books that have some unusual turn of language, not saturated, but where there is something where there's an image that is fresh and that is new, or words like that that sit you up at attention right when you start the book.
Both of you have written books about journeys. Each one of your characters goes on a journey, a road trip in the case of Walk Two Moons, and that's some wonderful trip that Sal takes. In search of what, Sharon Creech?
When I begin the story, even when it's with the physical journey like that, I know the character is going to be in search of something, but I don't often know what until well into the story. But I love that motif of the journey.
These are trips in search of something or someone. And I wonder what there is in that that appeals, it's not just to young readers, I think it's to all of us, but in particular to young readers. Do you feel it's important for them to learn that life is about getting places, and sometimes you get there more easily than other times, and sometimes you don't quite reach them?
It mirrors all of our daily journeys. You know, we're all wondering every day, adults and children, you know, where are we going? Who are we going to meet along the way? What's going to happen to us? And every story is a journey. You open the covers and, you know, off you go. There, you don't know who you're going to meet or what will happen. It's just something almost mythical, I think, that captures a reader.
What do you think about happy endings?
I like them.
I love them. I can't bear a book with a sad ending, especially for children. I can't write one because I can't bear the thought that I'm going to leave some child weeping into his pillow with no hope. There has to be some hope at the end, something that reaches up, I think.
Yeah, I agree, although, I mean, I'm sure I've liked books that haven't had happy endings, but I don't seem to be able to write one.
Lewis Sacker. The film version of his book, Holes, will be out early next year. He has written the screenplay. Sharon Creech's newest book for children is called Ruby Holler. Mr. Sacker lives in Austin, Texas. Ms. Creech lives near Princeton, New Jersey. An example of her love of happy endings, her book Walk Two Moons ends this way, huzzah, huzzah. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.